Now, time to get away from all this good, clean fun and talk about a very down-to-earth subject. I guess you could say it's as clear as mud.
Mud, mud everywhere, mud, what'll I do? Mud, mud everywhere, I got a lump right under my shoe. What shall I do with the lump of mud? Mommy, what shall I do? Peel a leaf from the linden tree and wipe it off your shoe.
You either love it, and if you're a child, you probably do, or if you're the parent having to wash the kids' clothes or keep the floor clean, you may well hate it. I'm talking about mud, which is more useful than you might think. And not just because at least a quarter of the world's population today live in buildings made of mud. Last weekend in southwest England, an international conference called Terra 2000 was entirely devoted to talking about such buildings, and one of the organisers joins us in a moment. First, to the West African country of Mali, though, to hear from our reporter Joan Baxter how mud is one of life's essentials.
The hot morning wind whips up waves in the River Niger, threatening to swamp our low-slung pirogue. Water laps over the gunwales as the fisherman pulls the tiny wooden boat into the shore of this bountiful river. The tiny boat is heavily weighted down with the morning harvest from the river. But it's not fish we're carrying in the great sloshing buckets at my feet. It's river mud. Oozing, slimy, and smelly mud. From its unceremonious origins in the depths of the River Niger, this load of mud, or bogo, as it is known in Mali, has a remarkable destiny. It will be used as a dye on cloth known as mud cloth, or bogolan. Fatoumata Ndiaye heads a widow and orphans association in Bamako that produces the mud cloth. I asked her how she transformed the mud into dye.
Okay, after you've put the mud in the clay pot, there are also tree leaves called ngalama, which we boil and then mix with the mud. Then we soak the cotton in the mixture, and that produces the mud cloth. That's called bogolan.
And what is special about this river mud that's different from other kinds of mud that you use for houses?
It's not the same thing at all. The mud we use for cloth is special. It's only found in the middle of the river. Other mud is found where there's no river.
Do you like working with mud?
Yes, I've been working with this mud for 10 years, and I know something about it. Maybe not a lot, but anyway, thanks to God, because of this mud, I'm able to feed my family.
But mud in Mali is much more than just a dye for cloth. This country also boasts the tallest mud structure in the world, the magnificent mosque in the ancient riverside town of Djenne, a mosque that stands 75 meters high. Alas, many of the old mud mosques in the country are being destroyed to make way for new ones built of durable, but far less attractive cement bricks. Together with Malian architect Boubacar Madi Diallo, I visited the very last remaining mud mosque in Bamako, where the caretaker told us a little about its history and its future.
He said this mosque has been built over 100 years now, and he has built by his grandfather. Okay, the mosque is made of mud, you say, and the frame is made of wood, and he say by now the intention is to destroy it totally and to rebuild it new. But this time they will rebuild it no more with mud, but with cement.
While mud structures are both attractive and well adapted to Mali's very hot climate, there is a problem with them, and that problem is this. From May through September each year, mud structures have to withstand tremendous rainstorms, which take their toll on any mosque or house made of mud. But there are less laborious ways of protecting mud bricks, by adding cement and other adhesives to the mud mixture. And Dr. Salia Male, deputy director of Mali's National Museum in Bamako, says that such improved mud structures are far preferable to cement in homes.
Une des caractéristiques des maisons en terre en Banco, c'est aussi.
One characteristic of mud houses is the fact that they keep out some of the terrible heat during the hottest time of the year, whereas houses made of modern imported cement bricks turn our homes into small furnaces. Living inside cement houses is abominable.
Dr. Mali says that mud will always be fundamental to the lives of Malians, for their homes, for their textiles, and for basic household needs. But above and beyond all its daily uses, Dr. Mali says that mud also has a spiritual meaning to Malian people.
Point de vue de la conception Bamana, l'homme est fait de boue.
In the Bamanan tradition here, it's believed that human beings were first made of mud from the earth. So human beings cannot separate themselves from earth because they themselves are believed to be made of mud.
Dr. Salia Male ending Joan Baxter's report. Joining us now to discuss one of Mother Nature's messiest substances are from Albuquerque in the U.S. state of New Mexico, Jennifer Owen.